Imagine waking up to discover that the person you've become isn't really you at all. Your beliefs, desires, and identity have been manufactured by external forces, parents, society, media, all conspiring to shape you into someone recognizable, acceptable, and utterly inauthentic. This uncomfortable revelation forms the foundation of The Rudest Book Ever, a provocative manifesto that strips away social niceties to ask the question we're all afraid to face: am I living authentically or just performing a role others expect of me? Unlike traditional self-help that coddles with gentle affirmations, this approach is deliberately jarring, a necessary shock to break through layers of social conditioning and self-deception that keep us trapped in mental prisons of our own making. From birth, we're being programmed, not through conspiracy, but through natural absorption of information from our surroundings. The core issue is that most of us learn what to think, never how to think. Our parents, themselves products of unexamined beliefs, passed down these intellectual limitations. When you asked questions as a child, were you encouraged to explore multiple perspectives or given packaged answers designed to halt further inquiry? This creates two types of people: what-to-think people, who feel threatened by unfamiliar ideas and seek external solutions, and how-to-think people, who approach new concepts with curiosity, filtering through reason. Most parents prioritize raising children who can secure great jobs and achieve financial stability, focusing on status rather than authentic personhood. The result is generations disconnected from their true selves, lacking tools for self-discovery. We all want to be special, a natural instinct tied to our evolutionary past where social status meant survival. But true specialness isn't inherited or granted through others' approval, it's earned through achievement that builds self-belief. Whether mastering an instrument, building a business, or honing a craft, these accomplishments create reference points that define your identity. Many mistake attention or recognition for specialness. Social media likes, superficial praise, and temporary fame become poor substitutes for genuine accomplishment. Consider high achievers who lack fulfillment because they accomplished everything to impress others rather than themselves. The straight-A student who never discovered their true interests, or the successful lawyer who secretly dreams of being an artist. This approval-seeking mindset creates vulnerability. When external validation inevitably disappears, your entire sense of self collapses. The healthier approach? Accomplish things to prove to yourself what you can do. View accomplished people as learning resources, not superior beings whose approval determines your worth. This self-directed pursuit leads to authentic growth independent of external validation. Rejections happen to everyone daily, yet our ego makes them feel personal. Early rejections hit hardest because our undeveloped brains lack emotional processing tools. Without rational explanations, we conclude, "Something is wrong with me," and form coping mechanisms, accepting defeat, seeking revenge success, or declaring the world unfair. The revenge success path creates an empty personality dependent on external validation. True greatness comes from proving yourself to yourself, finding purpose in what you love, and gaining satisfaction from fulfilling that purpose, not from proving others wrong. Our approach to failure determines our ability to succeed. Real winners understand that failures and rejections are normal parts of the journey, not rigid milestones. When failure happens, investigate rather than punish yourself emotionally. Take ownership, assess why you failed, and incorporate these findings as necessary changes. Failures are valuable because they teach you everything you need to win. We have clear perceptions of animals: lions as dangerous predators, dogs as loyal companions. But with humans, our perceptions become remarkably complex and contradictory. Throughout history, people have been labeled with opposing traits, from stupid to brilliant, selfish to generous, yet none universally apply. We've witnessed extraordinary selflessness alongside shocking cruelty. With people, the most honest answer is often, "I don't know." Our perceptions shift based on context, mood, personal experience, and biases. People seem great when we read inspiring stories, stupid when election results disappoint us, and assholes after betrayal. Consider adopting the framework that people are weird, neither entirely positive nor negative, allowing room for strangeness without judgment. This becomes crucial in attraction scenarios where we construct elaborate expectations from minimal information. The solution? Stay data-driven. Recognize that first impressions are unreliable, people are complex, and everyone initially approaches by making you feel good about yourself. Wait for consistent actions, not just words or promises. Unlike fictional villains who announce their intentions, real-life manipulators often present themselves as uniquely understanding and supportive. Our understanding of romantic relationships is heavily distorted by fantasy. Without proper guidance, our expectations come from unreliable sources, movies, TV shows, influencers, celebrities, designed for entertainment rather than reflecting reality. Millions pursue fantasy partners while portraying idealized versions of themselves. Men's fantasies combine porn, movie scenes, and expectations of unconditional loyalty. Women often seek attractive, competent men who are mysteriously charming, successful yet attentive, powerful yet vulnerable. These fantasies create impossible standards no real person can satisfy. After rejection, frustration grows without self-awareness. This creates opportunities for dating gurus and pickup artists who manipulate insecurities while hiding their own emotional wounds. The truth is, you rarely know the real reason for rejection. Someone might reject you because they're thinking about an ex, overwhelmed with work, or simply having a bad day. Your self-understanding should guide who you bring into your life. Without it, people seek only attraction or validation, creating superficial partnerships. When evaluating others, focus on their behavioral patterns, how they treat service workers, handle stress, or respond to minor inconveniences. These everyday behaviors reveal far more than carefully curated social media profiles. To develop genuine self-worth, you must know yourself, your desires, tendencies, and internal enemies that cause self-harm. Self-control contains these harmful urges through personal rules and moral codes that make you your own authority. Consistently following these self-imposed rules builds self-respect, confirming yourself as your best authority. Think of yourself as a complete nation. Yourself is the president, moral code is the constitution, self-control is security, and self-respect is the happiness index. Never surrender authority over your nation to anyone else, whether to internal desires or external people, regardless of love, approval, or pleasure. Learning to think paradoxically begins with admitting, "I don't know." Most people immediately seek external answers instead of thinking through solutions themselves. True thinking starts without preconceptions and seeks clues. This is how creative thinking works. In our culture, "I don't know" signals incompetence, discouraging genuine thinking. People claim expertise on unfamiliar issues, borrowing opinions rather than developing their own. Intelligence begins with accepting your limitations while balancing certainty with perpetual doubt. The journey to authenticity requires questioning everything you've been taught, challenging your deepest assumptions, and facing uncomfortable truths. Build your own mental frameworks and become the author of your life story. The world needs the original that only you can be.